At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling. Struggling.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Struggling.
It's John and Lance.
Gotta duck the gun.
In their underpants.
Struggling.
Gotta duck the gunshots. Duck the gunshots.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
I can't. James said this. I can't believe y'all didn't call John Granato out when he called the non-revenue sports the biggest losers. They are. They're the ones who lose in all of this. Chase says this, though. I played in a college baseball conference that I had to fly everywhere to play conference series, and it was the best experience of my college life. It's half of what you sign up for to experience somewhat of what it's like to be a pro.
We did a show on Saturday, and once the news broke that Washington and Oregon were leaving, we saw women softball players from the Pac-12 say, I signed up for the Pac-12. I signed with the Pac-12 specifically so my family can get the games easily.
Yeah.
My family's not – they paid a lot for me to get to this point. I don't want them to pay to travel to see me play in New Jersey. And
yeah, that definitely is a huge factor.
Yeah, it sucks.
Not everybody can fly all over the country.
Absolutely not. And that's why some students stay local. But that's back when everything was regional. Like Southwest Conference is a big deal because you stayed in Southwest Conference. You could drive to – Waco, College Station, Austin. You could drive TCU. Every trip, Rice. Only game you couldn't make was Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
You could drive there.
You could drive there. But now, yeah.
Well, yeah, but you could drive from L.A.
But how much TV is money?
Piscataway.
So here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. This is some insight that I got fairly recently. So NIL has become one of the big issues for NIL is, you know, I do stuff with John Dash, but he does actual name, image, license. Pays players, he does video shoots and all this, uses them in commercials and billboards. It's real name image license. It's the way it was supposed to be built. What's happening, though, is there are some, and you probably figured this out too, there's a lot of NIL company, there's a lot of companies who are paying for true name image license, and they're finding out, oh, imagine this. This player's endorsement likeness on a tweet doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his likeness is not moving product necessarily for me. And so that guy has kind of gone away. The boosters who are funneling money into NIL, and that's supposed to be illegal, but that's a big part of it. They're now getting fatigue, financial fatigue, because they're having to choose between giving their millions or hundred thousands or whatever. I'm talking about the big boosters or even 50,000, whatever, to the school where it also helps them get their season tickets and, funds the school, which they've been doing for years, or to NIL. If you ask them to do both, they don't have the money for it. And so what they're calling it is booster fatigue, where boosters are starting to not be able to fund. They don't want to have to fund both the university and the NIL program. That's actually happening right now. What the NILs are trying, what some of the NILs right now are collectively hoping to do is get like 2% of the TV money and then fund the NILs through the TV money. Because the players are already expecting. What's happened now is players expect their paychecks. It's just a paycheck now. They don't really. It's not really about doing things. It's just about their paycheck. So if you know player A is going to have a $12,000 a month paycheck, you need to have money for that. And they're having a hard time coming up with budgets to pay their players now. It's really a work in progress. Texas, they announced that they had raised a bunch of money. The Texas Collective is having a hard time bringing money at Texas, of bringing money in because the big announcement was that all this money came in at the very beginning, but it needs to keep coming in to pay the players' paychecks. And so donors are not wanting to do that. So what's going to happen is, well, are you in favor of this or not? I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah.
If having TV – taking 1% of a TV deal and spreading it out amongst teams.
Go ask Chris Pesman how this is working out with donors giving because they've got the fatigue.
That?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Especially at places like U of H. At places like Georgia and Alabama. Well, Alabama actually is struggling, too.
Georgia's having the same issues. Well, Alabama's having.
They've got
the
so
SEC
many more.
SEC is not as big money as everyone thinks.
No, but they've got so many more people that have graduated, and they've got. Well, actually.
No.
Georgia.
It's pretty small.
Georgia has a big university, but it's just made up of Georgia people.
Georgia's dealing with donor fatigue. The places like Texas, Miami has issues right now. Texas, Texas A&M. I mean, the wealthiest of the wealth. Michigan will be fine. Ohio State will be fine.
Yep.
But it's a real problem. And so they're hoping to take TV money and turn that into NIL money. I think you're going to see a lot of NIL stuff disappear for players over the next couple of years because teams aren't going to be able to just pay them their paychecks.
I don't know about that. I think players are going to continue to make.
Keep having NIL, yeah. But it will not be. The idea that you're just giving all the players paychecks for some of the schools, I don't think that schools are going to be able to fund that.
Then they're not going to be able to compete. And that's you know what? That turned into a huge, huge job this offseason for all of these NIL groups. And I know I'm close, you know, to people who you're really close with, people who work on this and are in their initiatives. That's going to be a main job for a lot of people. That is going to be how you win in the future, is how good you are.
Capital raises are the most important thing for colleges. Unless you take TV deals and you spread them out evenly and you turn this into, you almost have to have a socialistic, everyone gets the same amount of money, and then you have a payroll, and you have a salary cap. Like Shador Sanders at Colorado. You know how much Deion Sanders' son gets? A ton of money.
Yeah.
He gets the best deals.
Well, right? Of course he does. His dad is the head coach.
Yeah.
And Deion was never about money.
You know, Daspit pays, by the way, offensive linemen. Guys who don't, he wants offensive linemen involved in everything. He'll take care of 9 to 11 players on a shoot, but they got to do the photo shoot. Like, you have to do stuff.
We gotta take a break. Jimbo Fisher had an interesting quote that caught a lot of people, I think, totally
speaking of all this,
the wrong way. We'll do that on the other side. But right now, you've got to talk about a little tequila.
Maestro Nobel has been the tequila I've been drinking for over a year now exclusively. I was really blown away. We did a tasting up here. Mallory was up here. Shout out to her with her the baby she had. I think she may be back at work now. I need to check. But she was great. She brought the different tequilas up here. It really educated me on the process of the reposada, of the añejo, and how they're different, the aging processes and the different ingredients, the flavor profiles. And you can really taste them. When you go from tequila to tequila to tequila inside the Maestro Nobel brand, you can really taste the difference. There's going to be something different for everyone. Now, the consistency is always very smooth, never harsh going down. It's great sipping tequila, fantastic. But that silver and that smoked silver are great for margaritas. And then the Cristalino and the Reposada, I think, are perfect for different types of cocktails as well. Maestro Nobel, wherever fine liquors are sold. John Rahm, is John Rahm a good golfer? Yes. Does he drink Maestro Nobel? Yes. Is there a correlation there? Probably. So do you want to get your golf game up? How about getting your hands on some Maestro Nobel?
ESPN 97.5.com, Fighter of the Night, man.
One is screaming, he's so happy. The other screaming, a passionate shout, it's the Night Man.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. There really is, holy crap, there really is a guy named Drinkwitz? I thought y'all were playing. Wonder how his family got their name. That's what my name should be. Not Granato, not Pomegranate. It should be Drinkwitz. That's what I wish my name was Drinkwitz. Drink Coors is what it should be. Mine should be Drink Coors.
Drink Coors?
Drink Coors. That would be John an Drinkors. Awesome name. John Drinkors. Dell would be Dell Hatred.
this continual narrative that you spin about who I am and what I am. I don't. How many times do I have to say I don't hate things? Okay. You guys misinterpret not caring as hate.
Right. No. 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 Maybe it would be Dell fired again.
No.
No.
Isn't that a sensitive subject right now? He just came back.
He did. I know. Well, I'm trying to. Listen,
the dopes that like to tickle your undercarriage about how great of a person you are think I'm a problem, and they hear that statement. Like, the things we do here are most of a joke, of a jokey manner, but he's talking about actual things that affect
what?
Whether I can feed myself, and people are like, oh, John's the greatest.
You could feed yourself.
Yeah,
you,
when I got another job. Like,
didn't you program AIs or something?
Yeah,
didn't
exactly.
Didn't you work at a carny? You could have gone back to the carny. I'm sure they want you back there.
Yeah.
You were one of the great carnies of all time.
Yeah, that pays a car note, the carny job. I fed myself after getting another job, but I was like, John's so great. Why is Dell so angry? I don't know. How do I keep a roof over my head? But John's making jokes about it. Ha ha, look how great John is.
I know.
I'm just saying what your name could, like, Lance. What should Lance's last name? What would it be?
Are we talking Handmaid's Tale of something, or are we just talking Drinkwitz?
No, I'm not of. Well, they'd have to be of Lance.
Of Lance.
But Nicole's not going for that.
Yeah, Nicole of Lance.
Yep. Nicole's not going. No, she'd be.
She'd be of Lance.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No. She's not the handmaid.
She's the wife.
She's the wife. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lance,
who would be the handmaid?
Go through the list of NFL Network women and pick your handmaid.
No one would be the handmaid. Would they?
Actresses.
Okay, look, I'm not scheduled. It would be Mary Elizabeth Winstead or whatever.
Then she would be the
handmaid? She'd be your handmaid?
Well, they'd probably cast her, and I'd be like, this is...
Nah, she's kind of tall. They'd make her a wife in that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to pick someone shorter.
Or not.
Yeah. Shorter, probably shorter.
I'm not picking anybody. I would never do
in
that.
The show. Yeah. If you were casting,
yeah.
What are they called again?
I would be Bradley. What's his name?
Bradley Whitford, the guy who's working both sides. He's not a good guy. It was his whole plan.
He was good until he wasn't always good.
No, he wasn't always good. He turned into not great.
Good.
Lance Brakeman. That would be good.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah,
that works.
As opposed to Berkman, he'd be Brakeman.
Break, man.
All right, time to talk about Jimbo Fisher. So Jimbo Fisher caught it for this quote, which I think is totally, totally inaccurate. Go.
I'm not saying I like it either, but I understand the administrative point of it, that if you get left out of it, from a financial standpoint, you can become insignificant. I get both worlds of it, and that's you got to be careful what you create as the monster you create in college athletics. And like I say, I think – is it a perfect world? No, but it's inevitable. Change is inevitable. It's going to keep happening. So, hey, we got to lock in. I'm going to coach football. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what you can do. And there's a lot of things that are bad about it. But I also see the other point. If you're an administrator and you're left out of one of those conferences, what do you do? Where does athletics and people don't know, well, what's athletics to a school? The growth of a school? Athletics is huge. The branding, the marketing. Look at numbers when you have good years and things in your athletic departments, the number of applicants to your schools. I mean, it is a significant part of every university. And unfortunately, we're in a time now that everybody's fighting over the dollar.
Okay, so what did he say that was wrong
there? That quote, unfortunately now we're in a time where everyone's fighting over the dollar, really rubbed people the wrong way. Now, it was taken as the only quote, and you didn't hear the rest of it. But that quote in isolation from Jimbo Fisher with his 10-year fully guaranteed contract of almost $100 million, rub some people the wrong way.
So go out of context. Well, I was listening to the afternoon guys yesterday, and Jake and Brad are like, there's one guy I'm not listening to about this, the guy who grabbed the money, who left Florida State. What he said was, I see both sides. I see both sides of this deal. Yeah, it's a money grab, but it's also you're going to get left behind, well, and you got to do it.
For some, it's not a money grab. It's a survival grab.
Well, that's right, and it's a survival grab.
Right now,
but Jimbo, I thought, couldn't have been more rational about this whole thing. And Jimbo Fisher, he's a money grabber, and he wasn't criticizing anything. What he said was, I see both sides of this.
So you got to be careful you know, and that's the point I was making, is you got to be careful with what you wish for and what you not enough thought was given to this. You just make a basic comment like, okay, the I think it happened a long way back. Once they went to the college football playoffs, okay, I understood that from a standpoint of trying to come up with a real champion instead of just designating a champion after bowl season. That makes perfect sense. Some of the moves they make that are financially if you're making moves strictly for financials, you better be careful with it. And the NCAA has done that and really, frankly, has been pushed into. I think once the Supreme Court went 9-0 on the NIL thing, the Supreme Court's just like, I mean, NCAA's like, we're not taking any chances with losing in court again and getting sued. And it's really caused some problems. I will say, to be fair, though, Jimbo Fisher also negotiated, you know, it leaked out there that LSU wanted him, and then he gets a brand new, fully guaranteed contract. You know, I think a lot of this chasing the dollar that Jimbo's talking about, a lot of that would have really been slowed down if college football coaches would have actually stuck to their contracts. In the NFL,
no.
You know, we want Zach Martin to stick to his contract and Jonathan Taylor, okay. Your contract's over. But college football coaches are the one group. Name another group where contracts don't matter. Name anyone in sports where contracts don't matter other than college football.
Well, pro coaches. Football today. Zach ain't in there.
Well, NBA players.
No, but he's getting fined, and they can't rescind it.
The one
he's getting fined.
Yeah, except they're going to give him another $1 million on his contract. They're giving him an extra $1 million.
Well, so they're not – Jerry Jones may not actually give him anything.
No, he may not.
The one would be NBA players, except they can't really control their destiny. I mean, they force people to do things, but a team can always say no. There's nothing to keep a college coach from leaving. There's nothing
even
in there that
they
says.
Sign with you, as long there's as, nothing to keep them from
as long as the buyout is paid,
again.
They can go.
Right. Yeah. As long as you can pick up the buyout.
And schools
– that's all you had to do was pick up that buyout as well. Florida State is looking for – now, right now, they're looking for people to pick up their buyout so that they can get out of the ACC and move to the Big Ten.
How much would this have been slowed down if you said your contracts matter, you can't get out, like everyone else who has a contract?
Yep.
College football coaches wouldn't be able to renegotiate contracts a year. Kevin Sumlin had 3 contracts in 4 years. That's crazy.
Well, that's Texas A&M. They do that all the
time.
Well,
I know, and then Jimbo did it here, but it's not just Texas A&M. It happens mm-hmm. all the time with coaches.
Lane Kiffin did it to Ole Miss with Auburn sniffing around.
Yeah,
said,
this,
hey,
this
go.
Year. And so I would tell you, one of the things that would really help is if head coaches had, because the players who get recruited, what was one of the big concerns? Well, a player is recruited for this head coach. When this head coach leaves, why can't the player leave? Well, you know what? If a player knows how long a coach's contract is, then why not say the coach can't get a new contract until there's a year left in the contract? Or 2 years left on the contract.
Whatever.
That would be reasonable. This thing where you've got 5 years left and you get another one, a contract on top of that, that's lunacy.
Let's see. College football has a stupid way of doing things.
Right.
Okay. 827 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. I'm talking right now about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about how about they have got a mobile unit that can come and fix your fleet. That's right. A mobile unit that will come to your business. They have the Chastain Ford Fleet Mobile Service. You know who doesn't do that? All the other ones. They will come to your business and work on your fleet. Well, here's one of the problems of when you have an issue with some of the cars in your fleet. How do I get it there? I got to tow it to the place. Then we got to go and pick it up. We got to get it back. How about Chastain says, we'll come to you. You got vehicles down? Not a problem. We got everything we need. By the way, those transits that they've got on the lot work, and the new and used, they have customized their transits to get on out there and go to fix your fleets. Imagine what they can do for your business with those work transits. No matter what it is, they can customize it. No matter what your business is, they will customize it perfectly for your business. It's what Chastain does. They've customized their own transits so that they can get to your business and fix your vehicles. They customize whatever transit it is to go and be perfect for whatever business need you have. It's what they do every single day. They're so inventive, so intuitive. They are so far ahead of everybody else. You're looking for the best place to get that vehicle, ChastainFord.com. That's ChastainFord.com. Advertise your business for 25 cents a day on SelfList.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Let's get Javon in here. He wants to talk about this college football stuff. What's going on, Javon?
Hey, what's up, fellas? With college football basically becoming just a blood, money-sucking conglomerate, I always thought they missed a boat. Do you think college football will ever go to, like, a preseason format where they'll do, like, preseason jamborees? I mean, I always thought it'd be a good idea if they did, like, a Big Ten SEC challenge or something like that where teams come together and just play, like, a half of football in the preseason. And it also in the spring, too, like, do you think they ever try to monetize spring football and just basically turn them into bowl games? I always thought, just basically, I thought they could add revenue from TVs by just kind of monetizing preseason football and spring football and college football. So I know they're chasing as much money as they can. Do you think that'll ever happen in the college football landscape? Love the show, guys. Thanks.
No, you can't get players to play postseason if they're draft ready. I don't think you're going to get teams to play before the season where there could be injuries. They already do monetize to an extent with the spring games. I don't know how much money that brings in, but the potential to monetize, more and more fans are watching those games. Do they cost anything to get into the spring games?
No.
They're free?
No. Well, not here anyway. I think they're free. Yeah, they're free.
They put it on TV. I don't know. I'm sure they could monetize some for the spring game. I think you got to be careful, though. You're charging a high amount of – you want fans to really be into your product. If they get a bunch of young kids whose parents can't afford to, you know, take them to games, I mean, go look at what Longhorn tickets are, just for example. I'm thinking of Longhorn spring game where Arch Manning was terrible. Just think about the fact that you can go for free.
Yeah.
Like you can get your kids in there for free as long as you get there early.
That is an interesting thing because they have talked about it before. Look at the preseason. There's a lot of teams that come in and practice, and it's, as opposed to playing games, you practice against the teams or whatever. Why is it that you can't have another team come in and scrimmage against them? Why don't you have – like they're starting to monetize. They have been monetizing those early big games. Alabama will play, in Georgia.
Yeah, we got to
– in Atlanta.
We just got done with a long conversation. We're like, how can they monetize
more? They need to monetize
more. We're thinking about more. And Dusty makes a pretty good point. Dusty's in the NIL space. He's been in – he's been sports marketing for years. This is actually accurate. It's when they went to the college football playoffs actually where this all started. Where a lot of the money chase and TV stuff started, and there was more money available through TV. The coaches' salary started to go up. People wanted more of a piece of that pie. When we didn't have, not that it was great, but it's just a statement of facts. When there wasn't a national playoff championship, there was, you might match up two teams in a bowl game, but there wasn't the college football playoffs. You did not have this issue in college football.
Mm-hmm. You think about it. It probably began, I would even say, with the BCS. That was the turn, I guess you say, for the worst.
That's what Dusty was saying.
When the Big Ten champions' biggest goal was no longer the Rose Bowl, when the Pac-12 champions' biggest goal was no longer the Rose Bowl, it kind of changed the complexion of college football. When it became a more national, we got to win a national title, because the national title thing. Even back then, about six or eight teams won it all the time. Miami came in, Florida State kind of changed the dynamic of it. But it was all about getting to the bowl game that represented being a champion, and that's what the goal was.
Like, yeah.
Michigan goes 8-0-3, but they make the Rose Bowl, so that's a great year. Mm-hmm. But now it's all about winning a national title.
Yeah, yep. Those games.
Well, now they're big because they're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
those games.
Yeah, the bowls aren't going to really. They don't really matter.
All right,
anymore.
let's move on from. We've been talking about too much college football. Let's talk a little bit about. You've been watching quarterbacks, right?
The series.
It's Pat Mahomes, Marcus Mariota, and Kirk Cousins.
It.
I've got a newfound respect for Kirk Cousins. He came. He was in one game where every time he came to the sidelines, he could barely breathe.
Oh,
that's how bad he was hurting.
Game?
Yeah, the rib game. It was so – he was
on the field. I'm like, yeah. Dude, you're not supposed to let him know you're hurt.
Oh, well, he couldn't help it. He could barely breathe.
And he got snippy with Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, he was in a bad mood because he couldn't breathe.
Yeah. And then and O'Connell said, you need to settle down.
Yeah.
You need to settle. And he was like, and then he was doing, there is so much that they do. Pat Mahomes workout four times a week.
How
unbelievable.
Half of those workouts I've never seen before.
And Kirk Cousins, how he mentally gets ready for games and physically with the amount of massages, and not Deshaun massages, good, right. You know, the ones that probably help him play.
Most massages are real. They're not quote-unquote Deshaun
massages. Right. But if you say massage now, and you're an NFL quarterback,
it's a Deshaun.
You have to distinct.
A Deshaun.
Yeah. A Deshaun.
A Deshaun.
That's a different one.
So now, you know, he's trying to set up this year. Do you see how many guys have turned him down? Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I don't think they want all that personal stuff, but I didn't think it was over the top.
No. I mean, the wives.
Mariota was boring. I mean, if there were three that I could predict, Derek Carr. So you got a star, you got a tier two guy, and you got a tier three guy. If I had a tier two guy, it'd be
Derek Carr,
right?
Well, yeah, I think that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, Derek Carr. I mean, the guy that I would love to see would be Aaron Rodgers, but I think Kenny Pickett would be the third guy, the tier three guy, maybe.
He's fighting for his job.
Well, does he have a fan? Well, so if you want it more like Marcus Mariota, it might be more like
Baker.
I mean, frankly, Baker Mayfield.
Baker
would actually, it would be good television because Baker's, you know, you could show where he was and how he's been humbled.
Yeah, right.
And then I think Tua would be a good tier two guy, maybe even a tier one guy. You know, Tua, Carr, and Baker would be an interesting three.
I think Joe would have been
perfect, but I'd like to see. I mean, Joe would have been great. I think Josh Allen probably would be more of the Mahomes, you know, the workout guy.
And he's dating a Hollywood actress now.
Who, Josh is?
Yeah, he's dating Haley Steinfeld. Just add a little spice.
Oh, he's been dating her.
Yeah, that would have been.
Where's she from? What is she from?
Don't
you need a family guy?
She is.
Well, Tua's got a kid and another kid on the way, so.
Yeah, Tua might be.
And the concussion thing, his health, all those things could have played a part.
Derek Carr, Tua, yeah.
Haley Steinfeld, as a young kid, you would have seen her in True Grit. She's also been in Edge of 17. It's like a teenage coming-of-age story. You'd recognize the face, but she's probably a little bit below what you might watch as far as her content, just because of she's younger.
Have you watched Quarterbacks yet?
Nah.
You haven't watched it? It's good. It's really good. It took me a while to get there.
Really good.
Clicked for me to care. I was in a pizzeria getting some food, and it was on. They just had it on, and I was like, oh, okay. But it didn't make me think to go watch it at home.
My wife and I were watching it, and she was like, too much football. And she wanted to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I was like, no, it's perfect.
But it eventually got there with, like, Kirk Cousins. You cannot walk away from that and not have an appreciation for Kirk Cousins. It's impossible. He's a good guy.
No,
he's a nice guy.
I changed an opinion.
Family
of
guy.
Him, yeah.
He works. He works really, really hard. He's better than people get. His teammates love him. You can't not see that and appreciate the work. You know, being a Twitter troll and just being a fan who badmouths guys, you watch that, you have to come away with a better appreciation for the position, period.
Yep.
Especially for Cousins. And I didn't have a problem with, I know Raheel, I guess, didn't like
Brittany,
but that was actually way less than I was expecting.
What I loved,
showed no Jackson Mahomes.
No.
Almost, he never talked the whole time, which was very smart. Probably, Pat probably said, hey, I don't want to.
No, because, and he was facing a lot of the legal issues. And oh, by the way, the douchebaggery that's involved.
You don't want any of that overshadowing. Yeah. It could have easily overshadowed Pat Mahomes, but watching what Mahomes goes through for the workout, seeing the fact that he is. Did you ever get a Philip Rivers vibes off of him, the way he's talking? My wife said, why is he talking like that? Pat Mahomes talking like this, and all of a sudden he's not talking right here, and he's talking as Pat Mahomes talks
like
this.
What I love is his trash talk. But this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do.
This is what I do. This is what I do. He's yelling it. He is. I'm telling you, he's Philip Rivers with more seasoning.
And
Max Crosby. He and his Max Crosby.
Actually better.
Well, yeah. But he and his Max Crosby, the back and forth where Max punches him and takes a shot at him where I can't let that go. Yeah. Come on, man. I let a lot of stuff go. And the back and forth. Now, the Mariota stuff literally was a snooze for me. Here I am putting together the baby. I guess for some people it would have been good, but it just got to be the point where I was like, oh, my God, please stop showing Mariota. Yeah. Please stop showing Mariota. I hope they do it again.
I don't know if they can get – it's a lot. I hope they paid him a lot.
It might be a two-quarterback. I doubt it. I bet they just did it for Peyton.
Oh, no. No.
I mean, they probably paid him, but I bet it's
– No, I'll bet they got paid.
It's for their brand. Now they have a higher brand.
I bet they got paid a couple million.
Kirk Cousins, you wouldn't have had to pay him anything. You know what you just did for him?
Yeah.
You legitimized his whole career.
Absolutely. And I want to hear more. I'm rooting for Kirk Cousins.
I am too.
Yep.
Oh my God!
It's that much of a thing.
No, it's that. Wait till you see.
Even you will come away saying I don't dislike.
I like
Kirk
that guy.
I don't dislike him now.
It's like you with everything. You don't care about him.
You like that.
They went into that whole thing.
How about Kirk Cousins? One of the weirdest things is when they talk about. Look, he 100% has not been good. In primetime games. The stats are there. And yet he goes, I don't know. I look up on the shelf, and I mean, I've got all these player of the games from Sunday night games. And he does actually have footballs. I'm like, how did he get these footballs for Sunday night games? I thought he lost all of them. So he must have won some of them. But Kirk keeps all of his memoirs in a secret room that he has, that little secret hiding place room. How about Pat Mahomes' house that he was building? Holy crap. What a baller house.
Yeah, but I like that. Man, Kirk Cousins' house fits him perfectly. Yeah. It's like
Kirk Cousins' clothes.
Yeah.
You know what they didn't make a big deal
about? Oh, my God,
that
was the first thing. And my wife was like, oh, my God, what is she doing to him?
The wife dressed him.
Yes.
And then you said, you dress me, Wendy.
Yeah, but
first
she
thing
was
I
like,
thought of was
a Patagonia shirt that was like, she was like, oh, my God, he looks like an old man.
But it's Kirk.
That's Kirk.
Cousins.
That's Kirk.
And he just wears what his wife tells him, just like you do.
Just like I do. Only my wife ain't buying Patagonia shirts. Okay?
No.
If don't say Gucci on it, my wife ain't buying it. 844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to get in with us if you want to hang here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Let's get back to our Astros taking on the Orioles.
Literally, the first scene with Mahomes was his wife annoying him by taking multiple pictures. She's unbearable. Then I've got Brittany Mahomes as my wife. We have to take multiple pictures. I have to take multiple pictures, too. She wants the exact right one. I thought the rest of the show, I don't think Raheel watched the rest of the show. She wasn't that bad the rest of the show.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't bad at all.
She really wasn't. And I was expecting. And actually, we found out their backstory's pretty cool. She was a pretty good soccer player.
Well, she played small school soccer, and she owns now. She bought with her money. She bought a piece of the Kansas City women's soccer team.
With all her money?
With all her money.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
When did they meet?
Pardon me?
When did they meet?
They met in grammar school.
Wait. Oh, it was all the way back in grammar school?
Seventh grade.
Oh, I thought it was college.
No, they met in seventh grade. And No. They were just friends. And then finally in high school, they kissed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. With her money, she
bought.
Pat Mahomes' dad.
Can I ask a question?
She got that NIL money from. She went to like Texas.
Oh yeah, she didn't play
a small Texas school.
Yeah, she didn't play at Tech.
So,
that's right.
No.
So you guys watched this. Do you think Pat Mahomes will go the route of quarterbacks who came before him, who met their wife very young, spent a couple years as an NFL athlete, and then at some point?
No, that's like Wes Welker did that. That's not a quarterback.
Pat Mahomes.
I'm talking about quarterbacks as it's a quarterback show.
Nah, because I don't think that's what drives Pat.
Well,
Mahomes.
Russell Wilson was before he became Mr. Unlimited.
That's true.
Yep.
And who else? Robert Griffin III.
He
did what he did.
That happened.
Well,
yeah.
But not
Pat. He's a good guy.
Well, Tim Tebow got married later in life, right?
Yeah. He didn't, he was abstinent, too.
I don't get the sense Pat Mahomes is.
Yeah. I saw that one girlfriend that he had.
Well, he took a picture. Oh, yeah, with the brown. I'll never forget brown swimsuit.
Yep.
Brown swimsuit girl. Hold on. Let me Google brown swimsuit girl.
Tim
see
Tebow.
See if that pops up.
Yeah.
So well, I know it will if I say Tim Tebow.
Wow.
I just want to see.
So you guys don't foresee
nope.
a Patrick Mahomes.
Brown swimsuit girl. Just to see if it pops up.
Look,
no.
man, I can't. I know you guys believe that, but if a man will cheat on Natalie Portman and they get divorced, I can't put anything past any
Del,
person.
That wasn't closer. That was a movie.
No, it happened in real life.
Oh, yeah.
It happened in real life. She married some French guy, and then he cheated on her with someone younger. Now they're separating.
And Ian McGregor did it, too. Yeah. What a scumbag.
Well, he picked a – well, he went after a Hollywood actress as opposed to his wife. I'm talking about – oh, you're just upset because you think that's your girl. Never mind.
He went after Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who they were on the set together
yeah.
for Fargo.
Yeah.
You would have done the same if you weren't married.
Yeah, but that he's a bad person for doing
now,
that.
Now, Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes won't do that.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins won't do
okay.
that. Marcus Mariota. Actually, they got like the safest three quarterbacks I think you could possibly get.
All I'm saying
Kirk
is
Kirk Cousins will never do that.
Russell Wilson was once never going to do that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
it can always fair. Happen. Yeah. I'm not saying it will.
Well, but Patrick Mahomes, but Brittany's insuring it by having as many kids as she can.
Yeah, they're on two, or they've already had two, I guess.
Yeah, they've had two.
Oh,
now.
Well, that's some insurance.
Yeah,
right.
that's insurance. She's getting insurance money. And she owns the team. How's he going to get away from that when she owns a piece of a MLS, a women's MLS team?
There she
that's
is.
Not, well, that's not MLS. It's WSL.
Yeah.
Or NWSL.
And whatever that is. That's
NWSL. Yeah.
I mean, you just put
like
brown swimsuit girl. With
no, I had to put Tim Tebow because it was just a bunch of girls brown swimsuit like for
but you know he was absent
not
at
the
that time.
Images I was wanting
that yeah he was absent.
That's what I hope comes out in the untold doc about the Florida Gators, that the biggest shock is not Harvin, not Aaron Hernandez.
There's no chance
it's that Tim Tebow likes to do stuff, and we've not scumbag, but we find out Tim Tebow likes to do stuff and did stuff in college.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. She also wore brown.
Yes,
brown top
yes hair. Yes. He really
she looked good in brown. Not many people look that good in brown.
I need that as the big shock from that doc.
There's no way
that Tim Tebow. We find out that Tim Tebow was not the person we thought he was.
He's going to be all G Willikers.
Is he going to be interviewed?
He's not going to be waxing where he turns into the drip. The fit is unmatchable.
No, but we have people.
He's not going to be that.
I mean, I don't expect him to reveal anything, but people around the program go, you know, Tim used to get it. Used
He's
to get
a
after
boy.
It. Used to get after it.
No, I bet we don't find that out. I bet we hear about that with other players.
I don't know how he stayed absent with this
girl. Today is Johnny Manziel.
It comes out today?
Yeah, I think today is Manziel. It's either that or the Balco stuff. But the Jake Paul stuff's really good. It's good. I don't know about really good, but it's good. It definitely gives you insight into Jake Paul. Listen, if you saw, you don't know who Kyle Sennett is, do you? Sennett. You didn't know what happened.
He started the riots.
Kai, yeah.
He started the riots in New York.
There were riots in New York because it was streamer was going to a meetup, and it turned into literal riots in New York. Mr. Beast. I put you on Mr. Beast, and you saw what happens with him.
Yep.
Streamers now, I show speed or whatever. Dale, you probably know who that is. Yeah, he's some streamer also who is huge. These streamers are now as big as, in some cases, bigger than athletes. They're bigger than athletes. Jake Paul was one of the very first ones. He was like one of the very first YouTube influencers, and now look at him. And guess what? Jake Paul's buys with Nate Diaz, who was really kind of a wash fighter, who's not really a very good boxer. In MMA, he can stand up, but he doesn't really turn over his punches. He's not a heavy hitter, really. Jake Paul's pay-per-view buys are going to continue to outpace boxing pay-per-view buys. They had a pay-per-view fight between TikTokers and YouTubers, and they did huge pay-per-view buys, relatively speaking, outpaced a lot of the boxing pay-per-views. It's just insane what my generation of kids, my kids' generation, I should say, and slightly older, they will pay for that much more than average stuff. So that's why the Jake Paul thing to me is kind of important to watch at, because I think you're going to start seeing more and more of that. Now, as far as Johnny Manziel being on the next Untold, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see the Johnny Manziel Untold.
Yeah, that one.
Because he's going to tell his own story, but I wonder if someone's going to be on it. Like, I would hope so.
I would hope so. You would think so.
If they tell the story, if they tell true Johnny stories behind the scenes, what is it going to look like?
It'll be, if Jake is on it, I can tell you it's
Jake
Spavital.
Oh, Spavital.
Yeah. And Summy, if they can tell the real stories.
That's what I'm
saying. It's going to be extremely interesting.
You know, I got a call. I don't know if I told you this. I was at 790 at the time. I was at the draft in 14 because Texans had the first pick and, you know, Jadeveon Clowney. So Johnny Manziel finally gets drafted. Everyone goes crazy. So later that night, and I'd seen someone on a flight over. I'd ridden in a car service. They brought me in town with them, him and this guy BJ and also Spavital. And so anyway, I get a call from Sumlin after the draft, and I am I can't remember where I was. I might have been at the actual draft still into the late first round, and it's super loud. It's super loud from Sumlin. And I'm like, hey, what's up, coach? Because I said Kevin Sumlin when a phone popped up, and I can hear him trying to talk, but I can't hear anything. And I start leaving whatever the New York, what was the theater called that they used to always have the draft in? I leave that and start going back to my hotel to put my stuff away. I get another phone call. What's up, coach? Nothing. And I said, hey, I can't hear. I text, hey, I can't really hear you. Calls one more time, and then that's it. So I don't hear from him the rest of the day. I go have drinks with my buddy John Pollard. And I get a call from Sumlin. He goes, hey, where were you yesterday? Where were you last night? And I said, I saw you calling. I couldn't hear what you were saying. He goes, oh, he said, I was at Johnny's party. I was inviting you over there with Jay-Z. And I'm like, what? You're inviting me to Johnny's party with Jay-Z? Why don't you text? Just text. He goes, I was trying to tell you where it was. I'm like, oh, my God. Why? Just text me the message that you have. Why are you trying to? Grown men don't even call anymore.
No.
On phone calls.
Why? So Lance and Jay-Z together, Dell?
Would have been the move. It would have been what everyone needed.
Would that have been popping?
In 2014?
Would that have been, popping, Dell?
The haters we would have had. Me, Johnny.
For Jay-Z.
Me,
no.
Johnny, and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Del,
you,
me, Johnny, and
Jay-Z,
Summy. I would have for sure been on that documentary.
Oh, my God. Popping.
Yep.
Okay.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
That's right.
But I've got haters.
But really, it would have been.
Oh, it's a disaster! An absolute disaster for Houston!
Would not have been a disaster.
It would have been Houston. It would have been a disaster for Houston. No. Jay-Z may never come back. Beyonce won't. No, we're not going
he
back.
He got introduced to you two.
I know. Yeah. Rapping Dad with Jay-Z, I would have put some funky fresh flows.
You would have put some.
Beyonce would have disowned this.
And what if you dabbed on him?
Was Beyonce there in 14? Yeah, she was with Jay-Z.
Yeah, she's been with him a long time now.
And what if you dabbed on him, too? Well, rapping Dad.
14, that wasn't even out yet, was it? 14? No, not yet.
Dabbing wasn't even out yet?
Dabbing wasn't out yet in 14. Dabbing, I don't think, came out until 15, maybe. So now, if I said, oh, hello, Jay-Z.
What?
And I'd hit him with a dab. He'd say, what was that?
What
and
is
I'd
that?
Be like, boom, that's what it is. Bang. And I went.
And done a
tornado dab.
Feels like, apparently dabbing's been around. There's some question about who started dabbing.
Well, so Cam Newton brought it to the forefront. And the rappers had. Wasn't dabbing with, it wasn't Migos?
They took credit for it, but then had to give credit to someone else. Dabbing probably, we can say, became popular in that 2014, early 2014.
That was when Cam did it, right?
No. When the Migos
did
brought it,
well, it
to the forefront. But it had been around longer than that, back to the 90s, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody said I would have.
I might have started it. I don't remember.
To the 90s?
Yes. I might have started
it. You didn't
it.
Start dabbing. I could have.
I was around then.
No, I would not have called Jay-Z my schnitzel. I would not have said that. This is something in Twitch that
see?
He's not German. I have to say that to German people. So it's our people. And you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that.
Didn't what?
HTAX.
Bleacher Report is saying that Richard Sherman is joining Skip Bayless. Didn't Richard Sherman eviscerate him? Yeah.
Why do you think he's not coming on? Why do you think he's the new host?
Yeah, but
Skip probably wants
no,
it
but
way.
He was. I mean, it was ugly. It was.
So you think Richard Sherman had some moral ground that he wouldn't take that job?
Yeah, that's true.
What are we talking? How big is that bag? Of course.
Yeah, that bag's going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
Going to be pretty big. All right, breaking 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we got an hour left on this holiday show. Come on in.
Sell me your house. I'll buy it at selflist.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.